Catholic bishops in Britain this week are making a formal complaint to the BBC over a documentary that accuses Pope Benedict of covering up the problem of child abuse by priests. The programme, broadcast in England on Sunday, alleges the church and the former Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger had a deliberate policy of sheltering perpetrators of abuse and silencing the victims. The head of the Bishops' Conference in England and Wales, Cardinal Cormac Murphy O'Connor, has written to the Director General of the BBC to protest about the programme, which the bishops describe as a deeply prejudiced attack on a revered world religious leader. Archbishop Vincent Nichols of Birmingham heads the Catholic Office for the Protection of Children and Vulnerable Adults in the United Kingdom. He says the BBC should be ashamed of the standard of journalism used to create this unwarranted attack on Pope Benedict XVI.
This programme has two strands in it. One is a very graphic and distressing portrayal of the damage that child abuse does, especially through the adult's life. So we hear of people who have been abused, and we hear an abuser who has been found guilty admitting quite graphically what he did. That is fair enough, because it's not a bad thing to keep before our eyes the need to work hard for the protection of children. But the second strand of the programme is very different, because it uses two documents of the Holy See to say that the person to blame for this lack of control in the lives of priests, the slowness in following up allegations of abuse, is the Holy Father, because he, both as Cardinal Ratzinger and now, has been one who has insisted on a regime of secrecy within the Church about these things. And that, of course, is wholly unfounded and absolutely untrue.
As you say, this programme talks about two documents. The first one issued back in the 1960s, and then a document that was directly under the responsibility of Cardinal Ratzinger issued in 2001. Tell us a little bit more about these two documents, what exactly they are and how they're being used on the programme.
The 1962 document isn't actually about child abuse at all. It's about the crime of solicitation in the confessional. So it gave detailed instructions to bishops as what they are to do when either a priest is accused of soliciting or he hears of somebody who has been soliciting in the confessional. Now, that document is complicated because it has to keep in mind and uphold the seal of the secrecy of confession. But the document is about the seal and about soliciting within the confessional. This program says that it's the foundation of secrecy about offences against children, against child abuse. Now, while that might be an aspect of solicitation, it is certainly not the main thrust of the document, and the document is not as such concerned with child abuse. In the programme, they say it is, and in the programme, they say this is the foundation policy of the Holy See to keep these things private, and that is erroneous, and it's very offensive. The second document is the document of 2001, in which bishops were instructed to inform the Holy See about a number of crimes, including that of child abuse. That was to ensure that in every case of child abuse, proper canonical procedures were followed. The document says that the program says that this document obstructs civil or criminal investigations, which in my experience is absolutely untrue. What I've tried to explain is that a priest is subject to two legal systems, the law of the land in which he lives and the law of the church. This document from 2001 clarifies how the law of the church is implemented. It does not interfere with the proper investigations of crimes by civil authorities.
As you say, you have been heading this effort by the Catholic Church in England and Wales to introduce really good child protection policies there. But the programme really calls for a global church protection policy, doesn't it? Instigated by the Vatican. They say that will be the only way of really restoring trust in people over this issue.
Well, it's a mistake. I mean, it just simply does not understand the nature of the church. And the nature of the church is it's made up of dioceses who have bishops with proper authority, that we get guidance from the Holy See, and indeed in these cases, each case is sent to the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, and that then we get detailed guidance about how to follow the canonical procedures properly. But it is a total misunderstanding to suggest that the church is a single worldwide corporation in which all matters go to the Holy See. But of course, that would be a very nice dramatic story, wouldn't it? And that's what this program on false bases attempts to do. And it is very mischievous. And what I regret is the people who made the program did not come to anybody in the Catholic Church in England and Wales to ask for advice.
Are you saying that this program is really part of a wider campaign, perhaps, or attempt in some way to attack the Catholic Church? I mean, this isn't the first time you've had run-ins with the BBC, is it?
No, but the BBC is a very big organisation, and I wouldn't suggest for one minute that the BBC as an institution bears any malice towards the Catholic Church. Not at all. I think there are semi-independent units which work under the broad umbrella of the BBC, and I think what this shows and a number of other programmes show that the editorial standard in those units is very much below that which should be desired for a corporation as prestigious as the BBC. I mean, this programme is actually made up of very old footage, undated interviews with people, and it's just a mishmash. And it's not something of which the BBC as such should be proud.
Does this kind of programme in any way set back the work that you're trying to do to introduce or to enforce these child protection policies that you've worked so hard on?
I think what it'll do is remind us all of the dreadful damage caused by child abuse. And to that I do not object, even though it is distressing to watch the frankness with which priests and victims speak about what has happened to them. But in creating a false impression of how the Catholic Church works, it is counterproductive to our proper efforts to create a safe environment for children in the church. Obviously, I don't know any of the cases figured in the programme, and I'm sure there's lots more that we can be doing to be attentive to those who have been abused in their youth. But I also sense that sometimes program makers, such as the one who have made this program, look for people and trade on their distress, quite frankly. They've done it before, and they find someone who is deeply distressed and, as it were, elicit their story from them, maybe take them around the world to try and create a situation which is very dramatic. And I'm not sure, in the end, how helpful all of that is to the victims concerned.
And my thanks there to Archbishop Vincent Nichols of Birmingham, Chairman of the Catholic Office for the Protection of Children and Vulnerable Adults in the United Kingdom.